that music.
Time to dance.
It means it's a Tech Tuesday.
That's what I meant.
CNET senior editor Bridget Carey is with us. Bridget, we're going to be talking Game of Thrones, but I have to warn you, our producer Jasmine watches the show. Bill and I have not seen a lick of it.
Well, I promise not to spoil anything if you want to just suddenly binge everything at once.
Bill claims he's going to be doing it maybe
this
summer.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I wanted to talk about Game of Thrones is because I had a fun little assignment right before the season premiere. Is that there? I don't know if you know this, but it's true with a lot of sci-fi. There are fake languages spoken on shows, whether it's Klingon from Star Trek or Elfish from Lord of the Rings. And in Game of Thrones, it's Dothraki and High Valyrian. And the guy who created these languages came by and I did an interview with him. I learned a lot that it's not just gibberish. There are a lot of rules, and there is an entire community online of people who talk and work on fake languages. Although if you say it's fake to them, they'll quickly correct you that no language is fake. If it has rules and everything, it's not like a fairy. You know, it's what's fake is the characters who speak it, but not the language itself. Anyways, it's quite fascinating. This guy who created the language, he made all these rules. All he had to go on was a couple of phrases from the Game of Thrones books. And he built it to like 2,000 words for this language, High Valyrian, which is like the Latin of this made up world. And he gave me a few tips in a video interview we did on how to speak it. There's even classes you can take on the Duolingo app. It's gotten to be so saturated and such a thing that there's a burger joint, Shake Shack. They have a secret menu if you order in High Valyrian.
Get out of here.
Yes, I walked up right to the window and had my notes in hand and, you know, just started, you know, saying the words. It's like a magic spell or whatever. And the guy's like, oh, that's great, burger and shake. So do you want fries? And I'm like, I don't know the word for fries. Yeah, I want fries.
Bridget, every once in a while we'll hear about a couple will have a wedding. And at the wedding, the vows are said in Vulcan. Has it reached that proportion yet where people are doing weddings or bar mitzvahs in the Game of Thrones languages?
You know, I don't think anything will be at the level of Star Trek. I mean, you heard that Avatar movie. People got really into Na'vi.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's kind of fascinating what doors this opened up because there are people who just, in their own community, try to invent languages. There's a whole online world. There's nothing from books or TV shows. They're just people who do this. And, you know, he applied to do this for the show. And ever since he did it for the show, he started doing it for all sorts of new movies. Like, for example, if you ever saw that Christmas Chronicles movie, he did, like, a little made-up elf language for it. And he's working on new languages for the Dune series.
Hmm. Excellent.
I don't know. The first thing that comes up in the little thought bubble above my head is nerd, but nerd is an okay term these days.
I think if you own it, it's cool to be a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
I find nerdom fascinating, and we're all nerds when it comes to something in life.
Right.
Maybe not languages for me, but I can appreciate the passion. I don't have time for this, but I do find it fascinating that it kind of makes you think differently about communication.
Yeah. Bridget, as a fun experiment, we know you're having your second baby soon. I think you should only speak to this baby in Valyrian just to see what happens.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Consider that.
Babies. I like this.
All right.
Oh, that is so not fair to the kid. It is so not fair. All right. I saw something else in the news. I was trying to show a picture of this to Bill yesterday off the air, and there is a foldable phone that's out there. Samsung has put it together. And, I mean, is it decent size pre-folding?
This is a very strange shaped phone. So when it's
She must be on it right now, and she just folded it up.
Right. Uh-oh. Bridget?
All right, we're going to have to call her back.
Oh, no.
I showed
Explain
you the
more.
Picture yesterday, and you and I both just scratched our head. I know if you didn't have to have a phone, you
wouldn't.
I wouldn't
have one.
Journalists got to play with this folding phone from Samsung, and Bridget Carey from CNET was one of the people who got to play with it.
Yeah.
And Bridget is back in action. What? Explain this a little bit.
It is very strange. Sorry, I lost you there for a second.
That's right.
Fold it up. This is a long, skinny phone that has a very like thin screen, and you so it's kind of like the length of a hot dog kind of thing. And you unfold it, and it reveals inside another screen that is like a tablet about 7 inches big. So it's not as big as an iPad mini, but it is close in size a bit. And yeah, you can multitask. They really want you to do most of your work while it's unfolded. And it's very satisfying to, like, you know, open it and close it like you used to do with your phone, you know, just like, you know, shutting it and opening it again. But there is a crease in the middle. I don't know if you want to be more on the negative side. I would say, you know, it's a plasticky screen and it's cool to do, but there's always going to be a little crease feeling in the middle because of where the fold is. But then on the positive side, hey, it's a whole new type of way of thinking about phones. We're not seeing a lot of innovation, so this is pretty cool. But on the negative side, it's $2,000. It's coming out. It's coming out next week if you want to see it in stores.
You know, you're either an Android phone lover or you're an iPhone lover, and I think we both have 6S's, I believe, Bill. You don't know.
It's possible.
But, I mean, if it works and everything's good, I'm not the one to go get a new phone. It's kind of a novel concept. The screen cannot be glass because, of course, if you did fold
glass
it, it would just
fold.
Crack right in half.
Right.
But who is this targeted to? Did they mention that?
This is targeted to people who, A, love to show off the new stuff, but usefulness-wise, you can do 3 apps at once on the big screen. You can multitask. I would have liked to see it have a stylus pen to it with it being so big, but there's no stylus pen that, you know, goes with it. But yeah, Samsung fans who want to, you know, be on the cutting edge of something totally different, they'll be able to. It's just really expensive to be on the cutting edge right now. And I think it's interesting that, you know, it's being worked on, but maybe this is just the first step of how people think differently about these devices.
It's so weird that these phones, we did have a flip phone, which technically folded before, but
right.
You didn't have a screen.
Right.
Then phones got to be so little. Now they're getting bigger again. It's like, it's just, we keep going like flip-flopping around.
Yeah. And for the record, Wendy, you were against folding chairs when they first came out, and now you love them.
What did we learn? I have one folded up and packed in my purse.
Right.
I can bring it anywhere.
It's a miracle.
Sounds like fun, Bridget. Can you say goodbye in the new language that you learned from Game of Thrones?
I can tell you winter is here, so now must die. And I can tell you if you need at least your password to be borrowed from someone, there's a whole line on CNET. God, if I try to recite it, it's like 7 words. I'm not even going to go there. How about where's the bathroom? Skriot Arabian Yiza?
Ah, what a romantic language.
Yeah, you know, it's very useful.
Yeah.
Every day you can use these things. Just work it in the conversation.
You can find out more about this at CNET.com. She's Bridget Carey, a CNET senior editor. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bridget.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.